This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters will be arrested for violating her bond after she contacted the Elections Department in Mesa County. A restraining order bars her from contacting any employees from the Clerk and Recorder's Office. Peters faces 10 charges for allegedly tampering with election equipment and for misconduct in her efforts to try to uncover fraud in the 2020 presidential election. She was almost arrested last week for violating her bond by traveling out of state, but that arrest warrant was canceled. The accused Boulder King Soopers mass shooter is still incompetent to stand trial. A Boulder judge ruled this afternoon the shooter will continue restoration and treatment at the Colorado Mental Health Institute of Pueblo in hopes of being restored to competency to eventually face the criminal charges against him. Senate Democrats have a new bill to legalize cannabis nationwide. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called it the best framework for updating federal cannabis laws and reversing decades of harm. The bill would remove cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act, have rules to prevent impaired driving and youth access, and expunge federal records for people with nonviolent cannabis convictions.
If this is working in all the states, why not let people use it? We need to change the lack of freedom and fairness.
But the Republican Senate leader has long opposed cannabis legalization efforts. Still, Democrat Schumer hopes to pass a bill this year. It means Colorado Representative Ed Perlmutter's bill to allow cannabis companies access to financial services will continue to sit in the Senate while Schumer negotiates the legalization bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
This is CPR News. It's 5:06.